Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, welcome, everybody. It is the Tuesday edition of the Optimize My Life radio show on Blog Radio. My name is Ron Clayton. I am your co-host for this day, the visionary day called Travel Tuesday. And we call it that because what we found from extensive research experience and the many books that are written and the movies that are made that have this picture of having a vision about your life, a plan. It's like having a map, a roadmap to where you want to go. And, you know, if you get in the car, and I know that sometimes I will do that, and my wife will go, where are we going? And if I'm not sure where we're going, she starts doing the questions. Well, what do you want to do? Are you hungry? Do you want to do this? Do you want to? We go through 100 questions, and finally we get to a conclusion. I say, I want to go have pizza. Well, then it's an answer. When we say that, guess what we go and do? Well, you see, life is the same way. Unfortunately, most people don't live that understanding that this affects everything we do. And it affects not only the little things like going to deciding to go for pizza or go for a sub or whatever. It talks about how do we want to live our life? Where do we want to go from here? Today, we're in a cold, sunny Buffalo, New York on the East Coast. A friend of mine who's joined us, he's more than a friend. He's my business partner. He's my mentor. His name is Rick Reese, and I welcome him to the call and say good morning and good afternoon, Rick. We are off to launch a new vision travel plan for somebody that's listening in today, or even for anybody who's listening in on one of our platforms that can't call in into the show, but you can listen. Hello, Rick. How are you today?
Doing good. Just enjoying you. You just sharing there. You was on a roll, man. Yep. I'm loving it.
Yes, I am. We are on a roll, and it's like before we had a couple weeks of going downhill because I had to go get some new equipment here. The old hinge in my knee wasn't working right, so we replaced it. You know, I have people say, you know, when tires wore out, what happens? You retire? No, we retread. And in our life, we're not retired. We tread it. We put more tread on the tires so we can go farther, faster, stronger, and more places. And so that's what we're doing today, and it excites me to know that every Tuesday, whether I'm here or not, that we have a group of people that are committed to understanding how much depth there is and quality of life, because we uncovered, we discovered, we were led to understand and get a clarity of mind that is absolutely crucial that we have a vision. And that's the big picture. And the big picture can be filled in with a lot of little pictures. And that's why, you know, it's funny, we have a calendar. And we're already, here we are in February already. And, you know, 2 months of the year are gone, and we're, you know, no one, many times people don't realize, well, what could we have done in these last 2 months to make things great? Not only for ourselves, but how about the people around us? And I found out because of a mentor I had years ago for 40 years, my best friend and business partner at the time, he helped me understand, led me to learn how to lift off the bondages and the shackles of doubt and fear and ignorance. And as I learned through time and experiences and having the chance to follow him as a great leader that he was, it opened millions of doors. I mean, millions of doors for not just Linda and I, but for others. And for us, that we find no other joy in life better than helping other people see the light bulb go on, see something light up their heart, light up their life. And to see that happen, and we've been fortunate because we have a couple gifts that we were fortunate to unlearn early in life, that we've been given a gift of hospitality. And people say that. Well, most people will always say, well, Ron, we love being around you and Linda, and I know the reason is because they know they'll never starve. Because we do travel on our stomach. We love to eat. We love to go out to dinner. We love to go out and share the experiences. Not just like in Buffalo, New York. Like we liked last time we met on the beach in Punta Cana. We had just got done with a steak dinner. And we were with Glenn and Chantel and some other people from that were part of our association. And we had to hurry up and finish because right after we got done, they made the announcement. Well, the party, the night on the beach party was, by the way, it was on the other side of the wall, the restaurant we were on the beach. And we went over, we left the table there, had a great time, then went over to the party and music playing and the dancing and going on. There were waiters walking around with trays of hors d'oeuvres and whatever you wanted to have and vibration of milk drink or a soda, whatever you wanted. And it was just a great time of celebration. And under the stars, we looked up, the moon was out there and it shone on the waves coming in off the ocean. Just the waves crashing in, and the stars were just sparkling so bright, and we were walking down the beach and looked back at the party going on. And you know what we were doing is we were celebrating the annual event of getting together from the Service 365 Corporation that sponsors people all over the world to own your own business, your own opportunity, your own vehicle to get you to where you wanted to go. And I'm just so thrilled. I can clearly remember that night. I remember finishing my steak so we could get out there and get out to the beach. And we all got a friend. I remember Glenn, he wanted, you know, we ate hurried because we got there late. You know, you're not under a clock there when you're on vacation. Yeah, but, you know, there's things that happen and you want to be timely. And we just happened to do that at that time. Remember that?
I do. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. We had a great time, and I remember, you know, introducing. I'm sure you remember him, Bill Wilson, good friend of mine, fellow Gideon. And the three of us were standing there when the music was blasting. I know we didn't hear what any of us were saying, because the music was loud and the sun and the sand and the moon and the hors d'oeuvres being going right by and grabbing one off, you know. And we were just talking. And I know we didn't hear what either of us were saying. But we were talking and we were sharing Gideon stories and the whole bit. But you talk about creating memories. That's what creating memories is all about. Those special times in our lives that capture moments, you know, that make all the difference in the world. And I know everybody on the call can remember sharing one of those special moments wherever you were, and traveling or with the family or on the beach or, you know, great restaurant, good food, but it's a moment that's a snapshot that you will remember more than even the picture, how you felt, you know, how you feel. And that's what makes all the difference in life, when you can put a collection of those moments together, you know, including the picture, but more importantly, how you felt and how it made you feel. You know, you can't even describe that feeling, because it's a feeling of wellness. It's a feeling of being whole. And there's a lot of talk today about mental health and all the things that happen that pull you, you know, your mental health down, to make you feel depressed and to make you feel unworthy and to make you feel like doomsday is just around the corner. It's not. It's not. Ron, when we were there, that's the real world. You know, the feeling that you have when you're traveling is the real world.
Do you remember on Saturday morning we were all down at having breakfast, and we had the big breakfast reception in the banquet hall that morning with all our other friends that were there. And I remember Coach standing up in the front of the room, and he asked all the guys, but he was asking everybody, did anybody have any trouble jumping into the big tub? Did anybody have any trouble getting out? The room tore into laughter. We were rolling off the chairs. It was so funny because these tubs that they had in the room, they were tall on each end. And you could get into them, but there were no handles. Linda was back when she was going to call somebody.
That's too funny.
Because I couldn't get out of the tub. And I had to roll like a beach whale out of the tub to get, but I wasn't the only one. All the guys and the women were all laughing. It was a moment. It was a moment of realization. And you know what? We were all exposed. Because we're all but we can all picture that moment and that unity of hilarity and comedy of errors that united us in a way that can never be, it can't be replaced. And the greatest thing about it is, and everybody, and you were there, and other people, other friends, when we talk about that were there, we could talk about it, it's like it happened yesterday. See, I like everybody to have. I love it when everybody gets a chance to experience something that is so alive. 5 years later, they can still remember what happened and what it does. And so, I look back at that time and that weekend that was established as a moment in time. We were dancing on the beach. We were singing a song, "Dancing in the Moonlight." That's our theme song today, by the way. And we love that. It's part of our life. "Dancing in the Moonlight" is just a remembrance. It brings the fresh air from the ocean, blowing off the ocean.
The other big moment was when you actually set up the Hope Cruise. You set up the Hope Cruise, and we all, you know, got down to Cozumel. And on that trip, what I remember most of all the great things, of course, we were up in, you know, where they actually steer the ship and all that, and you know, went through all the secrecy and the secret doors and secret handshakes to get into the place where they actually steer the cruise ship of like, what, 2,500 people. And we're there, and we're seeing it just plow the waters, and they're steering it with this little tiny knob, you know. Like, wow, that's pretty cool. But one of the biggest moments, now that was probably the biggest one, but when you took a picture of me with one of the burgers.
All right. Guy burger.
That's loaded. In fact, I need to take a cruise just for the food. I need to take it, just thinking about that. I need to take another cruise just for the food. But when you took that picture, locked in time, of me with that guy burger, and I can no longer deny Wimpy. You know, what's that guy, Popeye, Wimpy
Popeye
the hamburger guy.
A hamburger for a hamburger today, Tuesday for a hamburger today, Wimpy. That was not a Wimpy burger, Rick.
That was a guy burger. Woo. And, you know, all you can eat.
Yeah.
All you care to eat.
Yep. You get iced tea, ice cream, 24/7. You can go back, there's a thing of pizza. The food bar. And then I'll tell you what I really enjoy.
24-hour pizza.
We could go in at dinner time, and we chose an early time setting, which is a little hint. I tell everybody to do this. Reserve you for eating at early time, because when you get done eating, then you go down to the theater, and they got great shows on every night on the cruises. So it's a treat to do that. Well, we got down to the table, and of course we had a bunch of people on the Hope Cruise, including Captain Len Kane, who we honored for his service in Top Gun, the original hero. And Joel and Artis were there, Griffin, founders of the Hope Collection, and just great friend, and you guys, and many more. Well, you know, we're sitting there, and we sit down at the table, and there was somebody missing. And we're going, where's Kurt and Cindy? And we started looking around. Well, they didn't come down from their room because they had not. When we planned the whole cruise and everything, they'd never cruised before. So they thought, like at the banquet, we did make reservations. So they thought when you make a reservation, then you gotta pay. See, when you go on a cruise, it's all inclusive. All you got to do is make the reservations and show up. But they thought they weren't going to come down because they made it to the cruise, but they were on such a tight budget. And they didn't budget for, like, additional banquets. But it was included. And you went down. You went to their cabin, and you talked to them, and you made them feel comfortable. And they felt, it's a point I'll laugh about today, but they felt foolish. But they came down. I'll never forget because Cindy sat down table and, opened up. We said, oh, everything, whatever you want. You know, she loves shrimp cocktail. Rick, every time she ordered a shrimp cocktail, I grabbed the waiter and I had him bring her another one. She had five shrimp cocktails. She couldn't believe it. You know, if you want two steaks, you get two steaks. See, it's abundance. Yeah, it's over the top, but that's what it's supposed to be. Being treated like a king and queen and being on a cruise ship, that's what it's like. And so when you get to dinner with all your friends and you're sitting there and you're sharing stories and you're laughing over a shrimp cocktail or you're having that great chocolate lava. Carnival has a great chocolate lava cake for dessert. It's a marquee dessert. My sister and brother-in-law just got back. In fact, they're on the phone in the other room with Linda right now. They just got back from their trip. They went to Nassau last week. And Tuesday night, they went to a ceremony that there's a big screen out there and a band. It was right by the pool. And they had champagne and wedding cake and dancing. And Shaq O'Neal, everybody who chose, they renewed their wedding vows. And the cruise.
How about that?
And it was so wonderful and exciting. They're sharing it with us the last couple of days. And they had planned that from a year ago because they missed it. They weren't going to miss it this year. So they went in January and they went on a cruise again in February because they wanted to be on the road.
You created a monster.
We created a love monster. They are the official love birds of the family. And, you know, the joy that is brought in the family and their lives and their kids because they're – life has blossomed. See, that's what we get a chance to do when, as people in the travel business, we become kind of, we could be like the captain of the ship, you know, and directing where the ship's going. People don't know where they're, sometimes they don't even have a rudder. So they don't know where they're going. They're just floating in the ocean of life. And what we do is we give them distinction of decision and choices and being deliberate about how we spend our time, who we spend it with, how we can improve it. And I don't believe there's one person that you can talk to anywhere you go, grocery store, whatever it is, or whatever activity you're doing. There's not one person that you wouldn't walk into that if they had the time and the money that they wouldn't go someplace. And there's very few people that you couldn't ask them. They wouldn't have an answer for you. The ones who don't have an answer either are so tied up inside and they have so many hurts or they feel so negative about themselves and their life that they aren't free to be free. And so what we do is planting a seed. We plant the seed of hope. And I love it because I heard that how do you get hope? You hear the word. So I encourage people to hear the word whenever they can, wherever they can, because the word talks about having hope. And when you get hope, then you can dream and you can plan and then you can execute that plan. So you can get places that you never dreamed that you might have done. But because you're in a position, you've been given the reins. You've been given the power to be able to touch lives. I find nothing more rewarding than anything I could be doing in my life right now as a continuing to Sunday. We went last week. We had a week ago Saturday night. We had a big Valentine's banquet, and 100 people showed up for it. It was a great night. Nobody wanted to go home. And Sunday morning, I just coming out of surgery. I wasn't doing too well, so I had to stay home Sunday. We went back yesterday or Sunday. And three different people came up to us and said, you know, we didn't get your business card Saturday. We want to plan a trip. We got six people who want to go here. We got a couple that called. They want to go on go to Colorado and go on like a Wild West escape. Spend a week out there traveling. Man, I thought, well, wow, they should go. What's it called? Springs. There's a place out there where you went to with Brenda. Go to one of those hotbed springs and go on a train.
Oh yeah, the hot springs.
Yeah, so we told them what you did, and they said, "Oh, let's get together and talk about it." So another
Steamboat
couple off your cruise,
Pagosa Springs.
Yeah, three different people came up to us Sunday at church and said, "We want to go on a trip. Please, can you help us?"
Wow.
I mean, they're coming up to us.
By oh
way,
yeah,
I
they know you have the answer. You know, they know you have the answer.
Well, you gave us the tools, Rick. You opened the door. We had to go through it, but you opened the door. And then
keys to a lot of people, though. I give the keys to a lot of folks that here are the keys. And, in fact, I was thinking about that as we started the show. There's a statement in there when we started the show that says, "Unlock the secrets to living your best life." So these are actually keys to unlock the secrets to living your best life. And they say travel is very much like prayer. You know, when people pray, it puts them in a place. It puts them in a state of mind. It calms them down. You know, they feel like they're communicating, you know, with their God. And it just puts them in a place of peace. They say travel is akin to that. Because when you travel, that's how you feel. I mean, you're laying on the beach, and I always love when you talk about when you guys are in, I think, Cozumel or one of the places in Mexico, when you guys are on the beach and they're bringing you food. They're bringing you your, you know, whatever you're drinking there. And,
non-alcoholic daiquiris. They kept bringing her daiquiris.
You guys are on the beach. You know, and they're but it puts you in a state. It puts you in at peace, at rest. That's why I say travel is like prayer, because it calms you down. It calms the mind down. You know, it quiets the mind. And when you're in that state, you actually, you know, it's a higher state of consciousness where you can actually pray and see ideas and explore opportunities of the future, because it puts you in that state of mind. But we do that all the time. So I dangled the keys in front of you and you snatched them. And next thing I know, you're off in Europe cruising. Where did Ron and Linda go? They're in Europe cruising. And I was like, wow. So I dangle those keys in front of a lot of folks, but not everybody snatches it. And is that good? Is that bad? It's neither. It satisfies a vision that the person has and the fulfillment of a vision. You and Linda had a vision from even before your marriage to go to Europe. And this was something where you saw something to help fulfill that vision. And you ran. That's why without a vision, people perish. And because they're just like wandering. Like you say, no rudder, you know, no propulsion. And that's one of the things that we talk about a lot of times is you got to have a vision. What do you want? Travel is a tool to help you propel you towards something. But you got to have that something. And we're using travel not just for fun. We're using travel to create wealth. You know, we saw since the pandemic, you had, 9 billion people locked down because of COVID globally. Following the lockdown, now what do people want to do? After every crisis represents an opportunity for entrepreneurs. And millionaires, billionaires are made after every crisis. You know, so while the regular public is saying, oh, let's lick our wounds. It's going to happen again. You know, let's barricade ourselves. The entrepreneur says, no, what opportunity was created from this crisis? Well, in travel, you had 9 billion people locked down, and many of them with their kids. Yeah. Now they're ready to see the world, to see the countryside, staycations, vacations, global trips. They're ready to do any and everything. And so Surge comes along. Surge is a travel business. It comes along, and it has an actual travel agency. And what I love about you and Linda, you know, with your spirit of hospitality, you're like, this is an actual travel agency. I can take travel training. I can become a specialist in any area in the world for free. You know, while people are going into college debt, you know, to get back to school, to take this class and this class, only to come out and realize that they need to get hired by somebody. You guys are saying, no, I've got access to the training. Let me take this training. And especially if I'm going to be going to a particular place, I want to be a specialist so I can see where everything's at, take the free training, and now I can offer my services to other people. And what you're saying at church, they're tracking you down. Take the cruise thing. I have access to the cruise lines. And so if anybody wants to go on a cruise, you know, I can get that set up. And what you said last week or the week before about the special airline prices that you was able to get for them going on that cruise that nobody – that's not even open to the public, and you was able to get special prices, get them special rooms on that deck, you know, where all this great stuff happens. I'm like, wow. Go ahead.
You know what else we did? They called they left Saturday morning to go to Miami to go catch the ship on Sunday. Well, they called us, and they said, you know, we really wanted to go. There's a steakhouse on board their ship. They're on the Celebrity, one of Carnival's biggest and newest ships. And they decided they wanted to go to the steakhouse a couple times. And they had tried getting a reservation. They couldn't get in. And they said, well, maybe can you maybe help us? Well, I made one phone call, made a link with them. And guess what they did? They called me back the next day. That was when they were leaving. We got reservations twice. We might even get a chance to have our dinner with the captain.
Wow.
Do you know how excited they are?
Oh, my gosh. See, you're fulfilling hopes and dreams that people have. There is nothing like being, you know, a person in a position to fulfill someone else's hopes and dreams. And that what that does for them, but even I think even more importantly, what it does for us to help fulfill someone's dream and to see them smile.
Oh, just knowing that they're just having such a wonderful time and they had so many choices. Here's what I love to do, Rick. So many people's lives have been so controlled under the thumb of whatever. Pressure of not – see, the thing is, it's freedom. Do you know the great dream of America is the dream of being free? And we've been under a couple years of really devastation of people trying to tear any dream down, let alone what you might dream. There's an active force in this world that wants to diminish the joy that we can have in our heart. And so we need to be proactive. Because I want to win. And winning is actually having more people have that joy in their heart. And when we do that, we help others. It's serving the community. I love people, you know, younger people in particular. They go to college so they can learn how to help. You don't go to college to learn how to help. What you got to do is learn how to listen to what people are saying and what they want to do and where they want to go and what they want
to
have.
Go to college to learn how to work with somebody, huh?
Yeah, in fact, most of you go to college to learn how to not to do anything because they tell you what to do, or if you don't do it, then they grade you. See, living a life of dreams is not being graded.
Ooh,
we're outside of that realm. We
that's
answered
good.
The larger
Ron,
size.
That's a classic statement. It's outside of the realm. You know, it's above the rim, outside the box. People are stuck in the box. And it's so cool. Those keys, unlocking the secrets to living our best life, is living outside the box. Because we know that within the box, you know, the pattern is everybody does this. Everybody groupthink. Everybody thinks this way. Everybody feels this way today. Tomorrow you're going to feel it another way. And you go with the news, whatever the news is saying. You're up and down, you're up and down, you're up and down. And it's control. And we're outside of that realm, if you will. We're outside of the matrix.
Yeah. Hey, Rick.
You know, freedom.
That's right. Rick, did you ever see the movie Wizard of Oz?
I did.
Well, do you remember when Dorothy, the witch, got Dorothy and Toto and took her up to the castle, and the guards, and they were marching in line, they were like drones. And remember, Dorothy came and threw the bucket on the witch, and she was allergic to water, and she melted. Melting, I'm melting. She killed the witch. Our job in life is to kill the witch. When that happened, the army of the witch laid down their swords, laid down their spears, and they said they were happy, they were thrilled what Dorothy did. She freed them. She gave them the opportunity to know what the taste of freedom was, not being
you
under the thumb of the wicked witch.
You
well,
freed your
what
sister
we do
and her husband.
Day.
You
that's
freed your sister and her husband. Her husband,
yes.
Your sister and her husband were bound up in, you're going to be like this. Your marriage is going to be like this. You're going to have fights. You're going to have da-da-da-da. This is, you know, nothing good is going to happen. You have these medical things, whatever, and this is your life. And you're locked in a box, and you're never going to get out. And then Ron and Linda, Dorothy, comes along, dumps the water on the Wicked Witch, and take them on a cruise. And take them on a cruise last Valentine's Day, and they renew their vows, and you pull them out of their environment and put them into an environment of love, a neutral environment, and they saw each other perhaps for the first time. The second time. The first time they saw each other was when they got married, because that's when they saw the true love, and of course life happens and all this stuff in between. And you guys rescued them and got them on a cruise. And now they're called lovebirds. Are you kidding me? They're lovebirds because they're free.
Yep, you got it. And that's what we want to do for as many people are willing or want to have that kind of joy in their heart. See, we all go through stuff. We all do. And none of it's joy. None of us. We'd all trade it for anything not to have the stuff. But stuff is life. And it's when you overcome the stuff that you can see joy. When you see the smile on a young child who learned something they didn't know, or they became aware, and they start doing things outward, they go outward, they start going just not just taking as a child. Kids are selfish. It's human nature. They want everything. It's me, me, me. It's them. That's okay. Until they learn from a parent, another loved one, how to give. And then they learn by giving how much joy they can have. And when you see your child doing things like that, wow. The power
Ron,
that you
You're
hold.
The president. Excuse me. You're the president of the Hope Collection, a fearless leader. And, you know, we've got a tremendous opportunity with the Hope Collection. Would you share the 8 pillars of the Hope Collection and what we're doing for the folks that are listening that perhaps are listening for the first time?
Sure. Thank you, Rick. Thanks for asking that. Well, first of all, the founder of the Hope Collection, Joel Griffin, incredible individual, had an upbringing with great parents. His father was the superintendent of schools and Corning, New York, was asked to be the first administrator for the Department of Education for the United States government. He didn't take the job because he didn't want to leave his wife and family because they had to go to Washington, and he thought it was more than a one-person job, so he didn't do that. But he led his family and the community. Joel became a basketball, went to college based on his parents. His mom, her name was Hope. And later on, because of the opportunities that came to Joel, Joel decided to create this nonprofit, legally called a 501c3 nonprofit, which makes us available to operate in the world as a nonprofit benefit company. And anyways, he founded this company, and he wanted to have it principled and to make sure that it was something that's going to be have a foundation that could be transferred generation to generation. So the first pillar that he started our cause with is faith. And he believed, and I believe too, I echo it, it's if you don't have faith, you got nothing. Faith is the foundation of everything we are, who we are, what we are as human beings and people. Otherwise, we're just animals. Well, once you get past faith, then you can share it and build and to share it with others. So that's called education. So you want to educate people, give people learn and offer ways for people to change, improve, and become to another level themselves. So we have a multitude of programs to help people get formal, informal, credible extended education, all kinds of ways. We have programs. We can get people certified, and they can actually get to become a life coach, open up a life coaching agency and help people and help them how to learn to do with goal setting courses. We got all kinds of stuff you can take and then certify and start a business. Now we have programs. We got companies like Surge 365 that are available for people, or those nutrition companies. There's all kinds of places that provide you individually with a tool to make dreams happen and come true. So having a faith, having faith, family faith, and family, obviously the core of everything, building blocks of life are family and faith. Then the education, so you're sharing and growing. Then you've got housing. You know, we don't live in tents. We're not supposed to live in tents. I know there are a whole cadre of people that love camping. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. We did it when we were first married, and we slept in a tent on rock ground and the snakes and everything else in the woods, and it was rainy, it was cold, and we won't ever do it again. We'll stay in it. My wife's idea is roughing it's a Holiday Inn. So anyways, housing is important because we want to live in a safe place, and we all live in different temperament climates, and you got to be able to protect yourself and be able to live and grow and be healthy. So we have housing available programs, faith, housing, education, family, arts. You know, arts are the enrichment of individuals in their life, and we are given fruits and tools and skills. Many, we have people who are artists, in sculpture or painting, or they're writers. They're able to convey through words to communicate love and passion and things. So the arts are an important part of the grouping and the foundation of who we are. Then you got health and wellness. Well, look at it. If you don't have that, nothing's good. So we have a pillar that's dedicated to providing connections, services. We even have a radio show on Wednesdays. It's Health and Wellness Wednesday, and Beth comes on. She's a certified nutritionist. So you can get some guidelines in those areas and improvement in your life. Then on Thursday, we dedicate that to family. We have a gentleman, he's a father of nine, so I guess he has some idea about family. And he used to be this senior vice president of AT&T, the largest corporation in the world, and was in charge of all their property around the world. So today he's retired, but he still does property. He helps the millions of immigrants coming to our country. He helps them get housing. He helps people get citizenship. He's not interested in the people who are trying to hide and not be citizens. He's trying to help people who want to do things right. So, but he's on Thursday and talks to you about all the things he's involved in helping people do that. Then we top it off every Friday. You could say it has a military bent to it. We happen to be proud Americans. This is the greatest country the world has ever seen. God created this democracy. It's not a democracy. This republic, democratic republic, based on rules of law and standards. And yeah, they've been attacked a lot. They're still attacked even now. But we've got to fight, and it's not something that comes free. You have to fight for it. And so on Friday, we honor a gentleman who today demonstrates to the highest level you can think of. You know, there's no greater love than that of a man who laid down his life for another. And, you know, Len Cain, who was a top pilot in the air and the Navy, United States Navy, and then later on went to create an organization called the Golden Rule Society, helping people. He's been nominated 5 times for Nobel Peace Prize. We honor him on Fridays. So if you add all those things up, Rick, they provide you with a platform, an organization. And it's free to register to join. You can go to our website, thehopecollection.com, register. And what's going to happen, you're going to open up the world to be able to connect to get benefits for you and your families, most of which is
so
all.
So, Ron, who do we serve?
God and others.
Who do we serve? What's our customer?
Well, we intentionally serve the military veterans families and first responders, people who are on the front lines caring for people. You know, how many taxi cab drivers have rushed someone to the hospital, have helped deliver a baby, helped save someone they found falling on the ground and laying in a snowbank? They're first responders. They're the ones on the cutting edge helping people, school teachers that give their life to share the love and kindness and care that they know to help make it a better world. These are all the people we serve. That's what we're committed to.
You see, and that's powerful. So we've got a powerful work that we're doing. And on Tuesdays, we just happen to talk travel. Travel Tuesdays, and which is a fun time. And where we focus on, you know, the world of travel and the health benefits of travel. You know, as you was talking about, I don't know if you had your surgery last week. And getting some new parts. You are the bionic man. And jump higher, run faster. And, you know, you're going to be on vacation recovering here in a week or so. And
yeah.
Down in Mexico at a beautiful, beautiful resort that, I mean, you had to, tell them, you know, what kind of pillow do you want? Do you like soft or hard?
Yeah, they sent us a survey.
Medium?
The resort sent us a survey saying, what kind of pillow would you like to have? Do you want a down pillow? Do you want a fluffy foam pillow? Do you want that? I mean, they offered us all kinds of things. We can have 2 different drinks delivered to our door every day. We get pick out our breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's 5 restaurants to go to. We have entertainment every night going on. We've got pools. We got the beach, the ocean. We got the beaches. We got the sky. We're going to hang out with a whole bunch of friends.
And so, of course, this is medical tourism because more and more people are getting different procedures done. Even so, outside of the United States, because, you know, this may be cheaper or whatever the case, but they're recuperating in whatever state. And that's medical tourism. And the neat thing about that is when you're in the business, that's a potential write-off, you know, because you're in the travel business. And I say that because you want to talk to your own tax preparer and expert. But it really actually is.
Well, we do have a system available too, Rick.
Huh?
We do have a tax service available as part of the ownership package of owning your business.
Oh yeah, we do.
That's
when you come on board, yeah, you have a tax service. You have, you know, that's included in the membership, and where you can do your taxes and not for just this business. But you may have another business, and you can track all of your expenses and all that, and do all your tax reports and all that through this system that we have. That's a part of the whole thing. That's medical tourism. And one of the things that you and I both applied for is the special needs specialist. You know, for the travel,
Scootabout.
So you can actually access Scootabout. Yeah, Scootabout. And I took that training, so I'm a specialist. You took that training, so you're a specialist. And I believe you're getting a motor scooter through them.
Yeah, little scooters for the resort, so we don't have to walk anywhere.
So you don't have to walk anywhere. And you get paid on that. We get commissions on that. And
yeah.
So everything we do is free training and can be offered as a service to others who are looking.
Yeah.
And even if you're using it yourself.
Rick, guess what popped up on the internet yesterday? I'm still recovering, so I spend a lot of time on the internet and my phone and stuff. But you ever heard of Atlantis? It's in the Bahamas. They do beautiful commercials.
Yeah, I've been there.
And
I've been there.
They've got the big slide. You go down the slide, and you go through the tunnel, and the sharks are swimming right over your head, and you end up in a big swimming pool. There's no sharks there, but you end up in the pool. But they've got, like, 12 restaurants. And you can. It popped up yesterday. There's a training seminar from Travel Agent University. And if you're a part of the program we have, Surge, you can sign up for that. It's free and become certified Atlantis travel agent. Now, what that gives you is special discounts. That I'm not talking about a discount like they got a 20% off or save $200 if you spend $5,000. No. They have special deals for travel agents that can't be bought or are so much a discount. It's like because you're on the inside. And you get that certification, and you get benefits that nobody else can get unless you're a travel agent. And we get to do that. And we can do that.
You
right
know
now
Laura Cross. I don't know if you remember Laura Cross.
I sure do.
She's in the business. She became an Atlantis specialist, and they gave her a corner room with a price that you would fall over. And she went to Atlantis in the Bahamas there, Nassau. With her family, mother and father, and of course they're not, and so they had to pay a discounted price for But she got like a corner room suite because of this training you're talking about, and paid next to nothing for it, and because she's an Atlantis specialist, and all of that training is open to anyone. And I think about that, and I'm like, wow, as people are going back to college and spending so much money and still can't get a job, and to be able to come into the travel business and to take whatever training you want. You want to be a SeaWorld specialist? You want to be a Disney specialist? You want to be a wedding destination specialist? All of this training is, you want to be a Japan specialist? Do you want to be a Bahamas specialist? I'm in South Carolina. Do you want to be a South Carolina specialist? All of this training is available and free that you can take. And here's the key. Once you take the training because of your preference, your passion, the business connects you to the industry, so you're not looking for anyone to hire you. You're connected to the industry. And now you've got access to suppliers. That's how Ron can call when he's got a cruise. He can call Carnival and do Travmanity. And they'll set it up for him, and he gets a check.
Yay. You know what else?
That's how he can go to Europe. Wait, check this out. That's how he can go to Europe when he first comes in the business. He hasn't taken anything. He just comes in. He says, hey, Linda, pack the bag and come home, do a cruise over there, and come home, do Viking, and have a check waiting for him on his own cruise. How cool is that?
Oh,
you know, Rich, can I interrupt for 1 second?
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hello, Mary.
Go ahead.
So, as you're talking about this, I was working with a couple service members trying to figure out what the next chapter is. This is a good way if you're trying to, if you're retired or if you're in the military or you're just stuck, is a place to get your feet wet to figure out where your next step is, what you like. Heck, it's even a good place when you're, especially like when you're getting out of the military, to figure out where you want to live.
True. Absolutely.
You can go on vacation, you know, a week here, a couple days here, there, all over the, you know, anywhere, and do it for a discount. And it's
and
it can be a tax write-off because you're exploring that area for your travel business, too.
Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely right. That is so true. That's revelation knowledge. So everything that we're sharing to everyone who's listening is actually insider knowledge, revelation knowledge. 20 years ago, 40 years ago, you wouldn't have access to this knowledge because it's a trade. And as such, it's a trade secret. You know, nobody's going to tell you that the training is free for travel and all the vendors want you to take their courses. No one's going to give you the insider scoop that you can call the travel. Any supplier, identify yourself as a travel agent, as you are, and now you earn a commission when they do the work, just directing them traffic. That's insider information. Remember way back when we used to get our airline tickets from travel agents? And we come in and sit down in front of their big old desk. And they had us sitting in a little chair in front of them, way down low, and they're sitting way up high. And then they look, they bend over, they got their little secret box that spits out the tickets. and it's their trade secret. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a trade. This is an actual trade, global trade, that from day one, when a person comes in, they have access to a global system that's been in place since forever, but has shifted to the internet to give us access now on an equal playing field. That's amazing. And then Surge as a company is saying, okay, we not only want to just make you travel agents and give you access as travel agents, we want to go after the Expedia Priceline market where people can go to your Surge Vortex site, self-book, and you earn a commission. Not only a commission, you save them over Expedia when they book on this Vortex site, and you earn the commission that's normally paid to Expedia that in 2019 made them $98 billion. You have access to that. And then not only that, the vacation club membership. So in Surge, you have the travel agency. You have that Vortex customer discount booking link that's revenue generating. And then thirdly, you have the travel club membership and lifestyle benefits program. And this is where we book our travel, where we get the deep discounts, where we have the online shopping. So Mary, you're absolutely right. As a place for a person to start, at the very minimum, you know, they're getting the tax write-offs. Talk to your tax professional. At the very minimum, for our members who have been with us for 12 months, you have a 7-day vacation stay. and Ron, that's what we actually used when we went to Steamboat Springs and we stayed in the hot springs. We used our 7-day vacation stay. And we stayed at World Martin. Nice condo. And I'm like, what? And I was looking for them to, I was looking for a catch because that was the first time we actually used it. Actually the second, but in the States. And I'm looking, where's the catch? Where's the catch? We have this free 7-day vacation stay. Where's the catch? And so when I went in, they didn't even know I was with Surge. And they're like, thank you, we value your membership. And they were talking about WorldMart membership. at the RCI, and I was like, wow, they don't even know I'm with Surge. And I'm like, this is so cool. And we paid nothing. And I went, wow, this works. So, but yeah, Mary, you're absolutely right. For a person who's looking to start something somewhere, the opportunities are there. The training is there. It's free. The access to the industry is there. It's immediate, and the fun is there if they want to travel.
It's so simple that many people are so used to, I think jobs were created just to confuse people and keep them on the leash.
It's true.
Because they don't teach you how to be free in a job. They teach you how to obey and show up when they want you to show up, go to lunch when they want you to go. They'll even tell you where you can go on vacation, or if you can. And,
do
you know,
have to
we're
be free
complete opposite.
To see this? Do you have to be? Do you think a person has to be free in their mind? They have to at least be wanting, longing for freedom.
I think they have to want to be free. See, if there's no desire, there's no desire, there's no motivation. It is self, and the motivation has to come from within. That's why
you don't know you're bound. A lot of folks have no idea. They don't realize that they're even bound.
Yeah, well, have you ever heard of Pavlov's dogs? This guy, a scientist back in the 1600s, did an experiment, and he had bells. And what he would do is he would ring these bells, and the dogs would come running. And every time they came, then he rewarded them because they came. And he trained them by the bell. That's where the title of the scientific test came from, is Pavlov's dogs. We are like Pavlov's dogs as we get trained. We get 12 years of education in a school, public school. Then we turn around and go to a college for four more to get more indoctrinated, to get more, I call it, leash trained. And then we get all the rules and regulations to tell us how to live, what to live, and how we can live, or what we should live. And then all of a sudden, a friend, a true friend comes and says, do you know what? You can be free. As you can learn to be free, you can expand what you believe. And when you expand what you believe, you can achieve. That's
Ooh,
all we
that's
do.
That's good. When you expand what you believe, you can achieve. When you expand, you know, as people don't realize that it's right there. But you can't force, like you said, you can't push a rope. You can't just go lean it away from you. You can't climb a fence leaning towards you.
And you can't push a rope.
And you can't push a rope. And so, but all you can do is dangle and show. And if a person says, hey, that's what I've been looking for, and snatches it out of your hand, now you're like, okay, it's like Joel's thing on who makes the basketball team. I give away these balls before the summer. I write their names on it. And then when it's come time to select the players that following fall, who makes the basketball team? The ones whose names you can barely read, because I know they took this ball out and they were on the basketball court.
They
the ones
ownership.
Who brought it back and the name is, they've taken ownership. The balls that come back, and they wanted to keep those names clean. I like the guy in the Bible that says, I know that you're a tough, hard master, you know, a tough master, and so I was afraid, so I hid the money. And what does it say? Oh, you wicked servant. You know, you're cast in the darkness.
That's right, selfish.
You should have used
it. You use the ball you're sharing because you're sharing an experience with others. You're utilizing it.
Good.
You're helping the ball produce what it was created to do. Wow, our time is running out.
At the same time, you're receiving a benefit. At the same time, you're receiving a benefit because you're sharing. Sharing is sharing.
And that's what it's all about. Guys, I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you're blessed. More importantly, I hope you bless somebody else because we can make this a better world. And we can hold our heads high that we're part of the army making it a better world. I thank each and every one of you. And so I'll
Thanks,
say
man.
Goodbye for today. Look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you.
All right.
Mary, thanks. Rick, everybody else.